Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Everyone, you are here with Lady A, and welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. I'm sure over the next couple of days, we will have lots of updates as to what happened in Milan, Michigan at Milan Dragway. Starting off with upcoming events, the month of May hosts promise for lots of grudge racing. Coming up Saturday, May 11th, Gadget, Big Clark, and Lil Johnny will be hosting a pre-Mother's Day shootout in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, May 18th, we have Big Les hosting an event at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. The Zoo. Sunday, May 19th, we have the Grudge Inc. one-year anniversary Grudge Fest hosted by DJ Grant in Montgomery, Alabama. Saturday, May 25th, Rated X Racing will be hosting an event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Sunday, May 26th will bring lots of action. There is Quick's Race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys will host a race in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Over in Texas, Alley Cat will be hosting an event at Houston Motorsports. And Edmund Mr. 5 Feet Hall will be in Montgomery, Alabama, hosting a Baby Pro Mod shootout. Govern yourselves accordingly, guys, and let's race.
Our host for tonight, guys, is Mississippi Joe.
Consider this an invitation to my gangster nation.
Nigga, this who bang with enough game to drive a square bitch insane. And we
number one gunners. No, we ain't stunners. It's real with us, homie, killers and drug runners. And Mac B the D-boy and the H2 Hummer. Looking hotter than a motherfucking L.A. summer. Let's go.
This game right here is rough as fuck. These hoes out here about to fuck. These fools out here afraid to fuck. I have no fear, afraid of what. And with my peers, I'm coming up. Fools talk real loud, but don't run up. When we come through, they run and duck. We still right here, so what's the
what the fuck is Ice Cube talking about? That's how you get these nuts parked in your mouth. West Side Ride, bitch, the same old shit. I don't conversate with pussy, I ain't gon' get. I don't holler at these hoes that sing like Ashanti. Body like Beyonce, face like Andre. Bitch, you kinda strange.
Hey, Champ, how are you?
Hey, lady, hey, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? What's happening? What's cracking? What's popping? What's jumping? What's shaking? How you doing, lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, lady. Before I go any further, I would like to tell you right now, because I'm not going to see you over the weekend, happy Mother's Day, and I hope you have a real, real, real nice and blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, where that Grand Man at, my co-host, the other tag team duo, where he at?
What's
going
on? What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, Bo?
Man, hey, everything is everything. I'm just looking forward to getting these mothers in here this evening, man, and making it happen, Bo. Making it happen. Lady A. How are you, man? I want to also second what Joe said, and you know what I mean? We got a long show. Hopefully all of the sisters call in tonight. And, you know, let us know how they feel about the brothers doing what we do. I do want to apologize to any new listeners for the invitation. Normally, this show is normally for the brothers, and we get a little hardcore on here. Please don't judge us by the ongoing music that we have to introduce our show for those new listeners that are out there. Hang with us and enjoy yourself.
Right.
What you think about that, Bo? What you think about that, Bo?
I second that, brother Brad, man. I want everybody to know this is only entertainment.
Definitely.
That's what it is, entertainment. So don't be hard to judge us because this is entertainment. Brad, man, that was well said, man. I'm glad to have you as a co-host. Boy, you my partner. Through thick and thin.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I know I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win, though, Brad. What you think about that?
We all going to win. That's why we own this show, doing what we do, so that we can get the information out that we need in order for everybody to be successful in their life. We never know whose life we're changing on this show. And that's why we're doing it. MJ and Bread Man Show. One time. Yes, sir.
Bread Man, I should have been had you, man, because when I mess up, you can just come in and make things so smooth for me. You know, Brad, man, I'm known for messing up a lot. But what you have in my back, Brad, man, you just come in and smooth it out, man. Hey, man, just like smooth, like easy like a Sunday morning, as old Lionel Richie say, Bo.
Yes, sir.
But nevertheless, I'm glad to have you, Brad, man. And I'd like to welcome everybody to another episode of Grudging Talk with your host MJ and the Bread Man. One time in your mouth. As the man Bread Man say, Bread, you did just such a good job last week with the prayer.
Hold that, Joe. I would like everybody that's home to just lay your heads back just for a minute. Before we go in prayer, normally I come in with some type of music. When they say, where the Bread Man at, that's how the format go, and I may have something planned or whatever. But today, since we doing what we doing on the show today, let me go ahead and do what we do. Everybody just sit back for a second, and we're going to be doing hooks on the show. So if you like a song, you can email us at breadman70h.kh@gmail.com and just let us know that you like the show. Or you can look us up on grudgeinc.com up under the Mississippi Joe Show. With that being said, we're going to get to the show.
But as I go from day to day, I can hear my faith say, trust me, child, come on, I hold your hand.
Thank you so kindly for listening. Would everybody please bow their heads right now as we say a small prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening giving thanks for everyone who called in to give us a moment of their time. Father God, we ask that whatever we may say, don't let it offend anyone, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that the things that we say allow individuals to really look clearly at what we're saying. Let it be edifying to them, oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to just gather on the Blog Talk Radio Show, MJ and Breadman. We ask that our families be covered, all the listeners. We ask that whatever we are doing this weekend, let it be safe. Keep us from hurt, harm, or danger, oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you just continue to give us and show us favor on this earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things you've blessed us with. We thank you for the things we haven't thanked you for, Heavenly Father. And we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to allow us to be as successful as we can on this earth. Father God, with that being said, we ask you, oh, Heavenly Father, to continue to just allow us to be who we are. Continue to allow us to tap inside of our gifts that you may give us, oh, Heavenly Father, so that we can truly be who we are. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen. Welcome to the MJ and Breadman Show one time. How's everybody?
All right, Brad, that was beautiful, man. That was real beautiful. Before we go any further, I'm going to give upcoming events real quick, and that will be downtown Ronnie Brown and Carkey and Slugfest tomorrow, May the 11th, Valdosta, Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Park, downtown Ronnie Brown and Carkey. No hold bar on 28th, Gone Wild, and all that good stuff right there in Valdosta, Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Park. Downtown Ronnie Brown doing his thug sizzle. In other words, for your, those of you who ain't up on the hip hop and the rap, for all you old schoolers, downtown Ronnie Brown doing his thing. And for you hip hoppers, downtown Ronnie Brown doing his thug fizzle right there by the House of Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Park, downtown Ronnie Brown, doing his thing as he always do and only as he himself know how to do. Can't nobody duplicate what downtown Ronnie Brown do. If y'all in the area, if you ain't doing nothing, check him out and watch how he get out. Right off to Georgia. That's tomorrow, Saturday, May the 11th. Be there or you ain't nowhere. The rest of the upcoming events was played on the spot, on the show. For those of you who wasn't listening and didn't hear it, Lady A, before we go off the show, would you play that spot again with your beautiful voice on there talking about the upcoming events, please?
I sure will. Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, go ahead right now while everybody on there do it.
Okay, just a moment.
Good evening, everyone. You are here with Lady A, and welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. I'm sure over the next couple of days, we will have lots of updates as to what happened in Milan, Michigan at Milan Dragway. Starting off with upcoming events, the month of May holds promise for lots of grudge racing. Coming up Saturday, May 11th, Gadget, Big Clark, and Lil Johnny will be hosting a pre-Mother's Day shootout in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, May 18th, we have Big Les hosting an event at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo. Sunday, May 19th, we have the Grudge Inc.'s one-year anniversary Grudge Fest hosted by DJ Grant in Montgomery, Alabama. Saturday, May 25th, Rated X Racing will be hosting an event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Sunday, May 26th will bring lots of action. There is Quick's Race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys will host a race in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Over in Texas, Alley Cat will be hosting an event at Houston Motorsports. And Edmund Mr. 5 Speed Hall will be in Montgomery, Alabama, hosting a Baby Pro Mod shootout. Govern yourselves accordingly, guys, and let's race.
Thank you, Lady.
You're welcome.
All right. Redman, where you at, Cat?
Right here.
What's on your mind? What you got on your mind? You got the flow, Bo. Do your thing.
All righty. I guess we're going to move forward with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening. We would like to go ahead and tell you the topic for tonight. The topic for tonight is in honor of all our sisters that come to the drag strips, all of our mothers that have children out there that race, all of our wives that deal with us and what we do. We would like to ask you this question. We would like you to ask for you to call in. This is your opportunity because it's Mother's Day. This is our way on the MJ and Breadman show as far as giving back to those that stand behind us, beside us, with us, however you would like to put it. You have to excuse me. I just was reading scripture, so you know. But I would like to say, with that being said, for you sisters that support racing, that's what this show is about. The question of the night is, how do you feel about your man or whoever you may know, your friends? How do you feel about drag racing? And the way that we like you to answer this question is just come on and say, hey, I've enjoyed it. Just be real. And be brief and short because we have a lot of people, the lines are flashing, a lot of people want to get in. If you brothers want to share, you know what I mean, you can still call in or what have you. But just know that the show is going to have plenty of women on it tonight. So if we could with the brothers, you know what I mean, keep it short. With that being said, Lady A, let's bring in, if you can look up you see a 6472 on the line anywhere? A 941 number?
I mean, just a second, I'm looking. 6472, you said?
Yes. Mama, press 1, Mama.
6472. I don't see it.
What's the area code, Brad? Tell us the area code first, then the last four.
941 area code. Mama, press 1.
I have 2 941s, and one is 0817, and the other one is 4485.
Go, pull in the 4485.
Okay, 941-4485, your mic is open.
Hello? 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 Let's try another one. Go on to another one.
941-0817, your mic is open.
Hello?
941-0817.
Oh, well. Let's go. Let's get somebody on here.
Okay. Keith, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. And how's the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you so much for asking.
That's good. That's good. I won't be able to see you either, but I'm going to wish you a happy Mother's Day, too.
Thank you.
All right. All right. What's happening there, Bread Man and MJ? What's going on, man?
And what's happening, Bo?
Ain't nothing happening. How's everybody?
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
I heard that, Joe. I heard that. Yeah, I was just calling in to show my support, man. I'm just going to sit back and listen because I got to try to get in here and see this Bulls in Miami game. So I know I'm going to have to be on the quiet side. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, then, kid. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, there. I'm going on mute.
All right. All right.
Hey, Lady A.
Next
Lady
caller
A.
is caller 404-8358. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hi, Brett Man. What's up?
Yes. How are you?
Hey, Brett Man. Hey. I'm calling in. Thank you for saying Happy Mother's Day. And to all the guys, I love it when I come out there to the races. You all doing a great job.
Hello. Hold on, Brett. Hold on, Brett. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, Brett. Would you please let us know who we're speaking with? Please,
yeah,
ma'am.
This is Angela. Angela Wingfield.
The first name will be good. How are you, Miss Angela?
I am great. I'm great.
Thank you. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. Yes, you have been racing with us. And thank you for calling in and support to the MJ. This is the host, Mississippi Joe. Go ahead, holler at a Mississippi Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm happy now because when you called in, you have such a beautiful spirit. So that always uplifts me when I'm around people with beautiful spirits like that, Miss Angela.
Well, thank you. I think it's good to have that type of upbeat spirit because it is what you make it, you know?
Yeah,
I am determined
I agree.
To be happy.
I agree. Do you have, first of all, I'd like to tell you Happy Mother's Day. And if you
thank
have
you.
Any shout-outs that you would like to give anybody, you have the floor, ma'am.
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to Brett Man, a shout-out to my husband, Eric, and you guys. Just have a great job. Have a good day.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, all right, take
bye-bye.
Care. Later, 8.
Caller 504-5048. Your mic is open. Caller 504-5048. Your mic is open. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, keep it moving, lady.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Okay, caller 60. Big Clark, your mic is open.
What's happening, Brad Man and Champ? What's the deal, brother?
What's going on?
Man, listen, man. Y'all fellas getting it popping on this Friday. I see how y'all do it. I just call in and just let y'all know, man, I'm listening to you, brother.
we appreciate you throwing your hand up there, Big Clark.
Hey, man, we're getting ready to do some racing this month, man. Y'all ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm over excited.
Hey, Brad, man, what you brewing in the pot, Brad, man? What you brewing in the pot, man?
Well, you know, I can't say, I'm going to let the champ say everything. You know what I mean?
Huh?
That's
well,
what he do.
Hey, I know you called me after I had some power laying around. I know you're trying to put something together, Brad, man. Something on your mind, Brad, man.
Come on now, hey. Come on now. Don't do this. You know, everything we talk about is self-made.
Okay. You already know it. You already know it.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Y'all got a young lady on the phone.
Yes. Lady, hey.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you call same front digits I have with a 9459?
Okay, let me pull you in a private room. Give me a second, okay?
Hey, Mississippi Joe. What's going on, Big Clark? Talk to me, buddy. Hey, man. I heard you ready to kick some real life, you know what, up. You know, I don't want to do too much cussing. We got a lot of respect for young ladies out there that listen tonight, I guess. But I heard you ready to kick this thing off, man.
You already know, man. You already know I'm always ready to do something.
Hey, well, with that being said, I heard y'all call a 504 number. And I, you know, Boone came on my show last night. He said his New Orleans people is ready.
No,
his New Orleans people finna get it cracking again. His New Orleans people gonna be in Alabama for y'all. But hey, my main man Boone, he getting them ready. He feed them gunpowder, and they will be in Alabama and Macon, Georgia, the 18th and the 19th. So y'all get ready for all my New Orleans brothers. What do you say about
that? Well, you know, Big Clark, that's funny how you should say that, because I talked to him the other day. He told me the same thing.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, boom in the New Orleans click. Everybody know we come on here and make jokes about the boy from New Orleans. But I'm here to tell y'all, the boy will goddamn race. They will race, man.
Ain't no doubt, Big Clark. I have to agree with you, man. They will get down for their crown.
The boy got some big boy toys over there, too, now.
Yeah, man. I mean, the season is really just getting on the way. You know, everybody's getting their stuff together. You know, around July and August, it should be even more excited than what it is now. It's already excited. It should be even better.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this thing. I got one partner over there in New Orleans. He's going to race. He don't care who it is. He had to come by himself. My main man, Doobie, going to get out. He's going to get down for his crown.
Doobie looking for dog. He's looking for dog. He called me the other night and told me he was looking for dog. But I'm just
Dog got a little something belong to him, Joe.
Yeah, that's what he's looking for. He said wherever he see him at, they're going to have to get out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to go on with you, man. Listen, I'd like to tell all the mothers out there that's listening to your show tonight, you know, happy Mother's Day. And we appreciate everybody. You know, my old lady said she appreciated everybody too, you know. But happy Mother's Day to everybody that's listening, man. I'm going
to go. Who is this coming from? What's your name, sir, in case nobody didn't hear you, sir?
Man, you know who this is, Mississippi. Oh, hold on, Mississippi. Hold on a minute.
I know who it is, but I know who it is, but everybody out there might not know. Repeat
okay,
your name again.
Happy Mother's Day from Big Clark, everybody.
There you go, Big Clark. That's what I'm talking about. Let them know who's saying
Big
this.
Clark. Big Clark, do this with me. Hand the phone to your lady and let the MJ and Breadman tell her Happy Mother's Day. Don't be passing no message. Just give her the phone.
All right. Hold on, man. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello? Breadman, I'm going to put this bad white on it. You better get the phone back. Go ahead, Brad.
How you doing, Mississippi? This is the MJ and Breadman show. We want to extend a happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you for putting up with a hard-working, good drag racer like you have over there. Thank you for all that you do, and we just want to say thank you to you and happy Mother's Day.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Breadman and the Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, all right.
For you guys.
Thank
Melvin,
you.
Your mic is open.
Hello.
What's going on, Bo?
Hello.
Lady, keep it moving, babe.
Okay. Call it 404-9459. Your mic is open.
Hey, I'm here, Lady A.
Melvin?
Lady A. Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to go back on mute for a few minutes. I'm going to come in a few minutes, okay?
Hello, hello.
I'm going to come in a few minutes. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm at work, but I'm going to come in a few minutes, all right? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Just a second. The next caller, I just opened this mic, but there was a lot of noise, but I'm going to try it again. 404-9452, your mic is open.
Hello.
Now keep it moving, lady.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, preach
good. Oh, that was a lady.
Yeah, that was my
wife.
Yeah.
Hello.
Tell her we can't.
This is Bradman. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
This is Bradman.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How you doing? This is Mrs. Bradman. How are you?
Oh, how you doing, ma'am?
I am good. I just want to thank everyone for all of the wonderful Mother's Day wishes, and it sounds wonderful. You guys are on your best behavior tonight, and that's kind of, you know, that's new, and I appreciate it.
you're welcome, ma'am.
I do. I didn't get a chance to find out what the topic tonight was. Is there a topic tonight?
Talk
yeah,
to us, Brie.
The topic is, how do you feel about the people that you know in drag racing, and what has drag racing done for you?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question, Bradman. You know it's a loaded question, too, don't you?
Well,
What has it done for me? I wasn't even introduced to the world of drag racing until after I met Brad. So there's a lot to learn when you learn on-the-job training. You got little bitty kids growing up in the industry, and how has it changed my life? It's just, you know, get a chance to meet a group of people that you never would have come in contact with, or, you know, a community of people that you never would have known that you could have a camaraderie with. And, you know, it's a fun environment. It's a long, grueling environment sometimes. You know, the heat can be very hot. It's the long days. It can be cold at night. It's, you know, you got to deal with you guys being all upset and, you know, when your cars don't work right. So you got to have a good support system. And at times, you know, as your support system, it becomes very hard to be able to put your own needs and wishes and your own fun aside so that we can fit all the drag racing in. Because Brad knows that my biggest concern or my biggest complaint with drag racing is that it seems like it's every weekend. It don't seem like it's a one weekend. I have to be able to pencil my schedule in. Baby, can we do something this weekend? Hold on, I got to go to a race. That's a bit hard. So you guys kind of put it on your wives at times or your girlfriends. But, you know, we love you. We want to see you happy. So, you know, we support you.
Well,
you know what? You know what, Brent, if you allow me, while you're in the hot seat. Yeah, thank you, Brent. Miss Brent, man, I really, truly and sincerely appreciate your response, because it wasn't nothing but the truth. And you told it just like it was. Sometimes you be wanting to spend quality time with him doing something else. We want to go to the track, but y'all still bear with us. It's got its good points and its bad points, in your opinion. Am I right, Miss Breadman?
That's right. You know, you got to be a ride or die chick. That's pretty much what you got to be. And nobody said it's always happy. Not always in a happy moment. Sometimes it's frustrating. And unfortunately, for drag racing, it's not a poor man's sport. So a lot of your finances, where you would like to be able to be, you know, doused down and, you know, Cadillacs and diamonds, you got to sometimes get a converter and a new engine, but, you know, you do what you got to do.
Wait, don't talk too much.
Hey,
don't talk too much, babe. You might be saying too much.
I still get my diamonds. I still get it, you know. It's just like I said, you just got to be able to figure out how to get it, you know. Sometimes you got to work with a budget, because I know most of us are not rich people. Most of us are not. And that's what makes the community so strong. Because you know you're dealing with people. Because this, the one thing that I kind of enjoy about drag racing, honestly, is if you go to a race and you go to a big race especially, and you see thousands of people there that you've never seen before, if something happens to your car, you'll have a whole group of folks that was willing to come to your rescue just to race you. And that doesn't happen in many sports. A lot of times when you see someone in trouble, that's your opportunity to be a winner. You know, that's your easy win. In drag racing, nobody really wants to see you win. Nobody wants to win that easy. They want to beat you because you're the best. So they'll give up an engine. They'll give up tools. They'll give up their manpower. They'll do whatever they have to do. They'll feed you if you don't have any food, just so they can see you go down the track. And that's the kind of camaraderie I do enjoy, and I like my family and my kids to be able to see that.
Well, ma'am, so kindly, you didn't tell, you know what I mean, what is our slogan when we get off the phone? After we finish saying what we're saying, what do we normally say?
Well, Mrs. Brentman is out one time in your mouth. You know what? You know what?
Oh, my God.
Well, ladies, y'all know how to deal. Come on in and say what y'all gonna say. Lady A, thank you, baby. You my soldier. You my love. I thank you for, you know, everything. You know what I mean? Y'all, that's my wife. That's my wife, y'all. So
I love you, baby. Yeah. Thank you so much for letting me speak my mind. I hope I wasn't offensive to anybody, but I love all of you. All right, I gotta go. I'm at work. I'm making that dough for that next race. This bread man is out one time in your mouth.
Good God.
Get out of here, Lady. Get out of here.
I like that.
Oh, my God. Now, that's what I call got you back there now, Brad. You know what I mean? Well, when I used to take my wife to the track, Brad, she used to thank me for taking her to the track. She said, Joe, you gonna be nice enough to bring me around all these men. I love you even more, baby.
Yeah. That's one. One thing right there, that, you know what I mean, that I've really double dealt with, per se, you know what I mean, because, you know, that's in general, you know, that's around us all the time, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, Brent, I tried to break them, man. I brought out there when it was about 1 o'clock in the day, about 103 degrees, that heat. Man, she got to see all them other men. She was there with me faithfully, Brad. I said, Lord have mercy, what I done done?
Well, mine, we've been together 18 years, and she, you know, she a soldier. That's what she, you know, she said that heat, that cold, and I will not lie, she will grab a tool. Now. She will grab a tool and change a carburetor, put a transmission in. I can't lie on her now. Oh, I got me a bad one now. I got a pretty good one. I really do. I can't. I mean, you know, it's hard to find them right there now. But, Lady A, move right along. Let somebody else in here. Come on.
There you go, Brad. There you go, Brad.
Caller 901-1082. Your mic is open.
First of all, I'd like to say to the young lady, Happy Mother's Day, Lady A.
Thank you.
Joe,
how you doing?
This Big Red from Memphis. Brad, man.
What's going on, Big Red? Big Red, what's up, Bo?
What's up, Bo? Coming into Hattiesburg, that's all.
What we going to do tonight, Bo? How we going to do this thing, Bo? Tell me about it, Bo.
Well, it's my weekend, so it's whatever, whatever.
Bo, they tell me that your pants sagging from all the damn stacks you got in the front of your pocket.
Oh, Bo, I left all of it at the house. I ain't doing nothing this weekend.
Bo, now, I'm going to tell you something. If your ass broke, you can go on back up that highway just like you can. I can do bad by my own self.
Oh.
Bo, I ain't going to come all the way from Nashville to Memphis. Bo, now, come on.
Well, oh, you ain't got the sack, but you got the plastic.
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, Bo. Well, I'll be to see you in about an hour as soon as I get off this show.
Hey, I just want to commend you guys and the young lady on the show. Hey, it's nothing like seeing us come together and do something positive. Y'all got a great thing going on, and Joe told me, but you know I have to check on Joe sometime, Brad, man, and Lady.
Be in your area on the 29th of June. I think from your area, 29th. Memphis, Tennessee. You make sure.
Oh, really?
You make sure that you come and holler at the Bread Man one time.
I will make sure I do that.
Man, thank you.
Y'all keep up the good work. Hey, appreciate
it. Thank you, Frost Man, and tell your happy Mother's Day. The MJ and
Bread Man,
for sure.
Same to you, brother.
All right.
All right.
All right, Red, be cool, Bo. Keep it moving, Brad.
Hey, I'm waiting on Lady A. Let's do it.
Caller 810-6326. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Caller 810-6326. Your mic is open. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Move on along. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. There was someone. Hold on. I think I muted her.
Hello?
810-6326. Your mic is open.
Hello? Number.
How you doing? Hello?
Hi.
How are you? Welcome to the
yes.
MJ and Breadman Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We doing fine, ma'am. First of
Hold
all,
on,
introduce yourself, ma'am. Hello.
Hello.
First of all, introduce yourself, ma'am. Who are we speaking with, please?
Oh, well.
Hello?
They ain't said nothing.
Okay, and that's it for callers right now.
You mean Tim, we don't have no more women on the line, lady?
No more that have pressed one. No,
okay.
Sir.
Well, Brad, you tell them ladies what they need to do, man, to get on the show, Brad.
They know. I mean, I guess they feel like they don't want to say nothing. You know what I mean? Y'all need to press one. Call in. Press one and don't be afraid to say anything. We, you know, can't nobody see where you at or what you got on tonight. Ugh. So press one. We would gladly talk to you. With that being said, move right along. Hello? Did somebody say something later? Gonna move right along with the show.
So we don't have any more callers, lady.
No, sir.
Well, Brad, man, we're gonna have to throw another grudge topic out there tonight, now, Brad, man.
What you think about, Bo? What you think about?
Well, Brad, I'm gonna be honest. I got one for you, and I'm gonna let you deal with this and address this the way that the Brad man. Know how. Now, Brad, man, I was arguing with a fella last night, and I was just really doing it just to hype him up and get him going. You know, I'm good at doing that sometimes when I'm bored. Me knowing that I was wrong, but I was just getting him going. Brad, man, what's the difference between mile per hour and ET? Tell the grudge world, Brad, like only you know how.
Whoa. The difference between mile an hour and ET. Well, ET is the ultimate. Mile an hour, you know what I mean, is miles per hour. If are you using this in a context of what would get you there quicker or what would win races more? Are you putting it in that context? What wins races more, ET or mile an hour? Is that what you're asking me, Bo?
Yeah. I want to know, just like I said, what is the difference? Which one is better to have, ET or mile an hour? That's the difference. And then I want you to give the whole world the meaning of the both.
That's going to be at the end. Y'all brothers out here, push it in, push one. And holler at me, but I'm going to put a little something out there. We talking about out the back door, 8 mile, whichever one y'all want to talk about, ET, I feel, is better in the 8 mile. I feel ET is better than the 8 mile. Now, we talking about running to that W. I call the W that quarter mile. That's what I call it. That's what, when I be, y'all be hearing me say, take it to the W, that win-lose light is a quarter mile. On a quarter mile track, a quarter mile down through there. When you taking it to the W, me personally, give me the mile an hour in the quarter mile. That's just me and what I like. 8 mile, give me some ET. Dang the mile an hour. I want to get to the 8 mile as quick as possible. I want my 60 to be good, my 330 to be even better, and my 594 to be just where it is. And the 660, I want that ET. The difference in between them, that's what we're going to discuss. Lady, do we have anybody with their hand up that want to get in on this topic?
Let's see. Caller 229-1771, your mic is open.
Hey, how you going? What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up,
folks? I was trying to wonder who the apostle you got on, because he kind of ain't like the bread man, but he can't eat like the bread man. I ain't heard ain't heard that any Miles or this. Who that guy is? Yeah, somebody imitating the bread, man. There.
Hey, I apologize. My mama was supposed to be on here tonight, and you know I can't be acting a fool like that with my mama listening, man. Come on now. Gotta keep
it real. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you heard what my wife said when she came on. I mean, you were listening. She said, I let my wife see it. You know what I mean? But this my mama, and my mama already told me I ain't going to be on that show, and you be doing all that right there now. So
okay.
Y'all excuse me tonight. It's the bread, man. Don't be who I am. But mama is listening, and this Mother's Day weekend, I'm just in respect of the mothers, I'm trying to be good. So y'all bear with me, and y'all can say it to me to let me know that I'm here. You know what I mean? So what you got to say about the topic, brother?
Okay. The mob, I really don't matter. These brave men like you, I want to see somebody get down to that W right now. So it ain't all about the miles by hour. I seen some races the miles by hour be way faster on the losing car. So
yeah,
and the winning car have a slower miles per hour, and he be the most impressive car to look at them. So it ain't all about the miles by hour.
Yes, sir. You right. Now that's true. That is so true. What kind of car you have, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I'm just a fan.
Well, what kind of car, if you had the money, what kind of car would you buy?
I'd get old Loose Boot.
A who?
A Loose Boot.
What kind of car is that?
Well, no, but you already got the Gangster Boot, so I can't get no Gangster Boot, so I had to have a Loose Boot.
Oh, so you'll get a Malibu, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What size motor, sir? What size motor?
I like the 468s and the 572.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I see where you at. I see where. Yeah. Well, brother, let me say this right here. Hopefully, one day you complete your journey in building the car of your choice. I want to say to you right now that I hope it happened for you, my brother. And, I wish you well in doing what you do. It's a lot of sacrifice. You heard what the sister said, and you know what I mean? I wish you well in your travel, my brother. Give us a call on the MT and Breadman Show, because both of us have Malibus ourselves. See, that's what makes you. Yes, that's what makes us you. I got a big brother. I'm just a little brother. I can't even be in the same. I really don't even need to be sitting beside the Gangster Boot, to be honest. I'm just, you know what I mean, if you really look at comparison. But, you know, I was glad to know if whatever I can't handle, the Gangster can. Believe that. Let me see if you almost made me. Hey, get him up out of here. Brother.
All right,
well,
Brad, man.
Mississippi Joe, you got anything to add to that, man?
No, Brad, you're doing an excellent job, man. And we just thank you for calling, man, and participating on the MJ and Brad Man Show. And we want to tell you we're glad to have you, partner.
Yes, sir. It's Big Boy Joe. I'm still waiting to get around to meeting all y'all. Like I said, that one time before, you, Witt, and Tony, and main three guys with me, but everybody else, like I say, half Mother's Day, all the mothers out there listening, the one that ain't listening, still say half Mother's Day to them too, and to my wife and sisters and mama too.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo. Way to show love. Well, we'll be in Macon May the 18th, and we'll be in Montgomery May the 19th. If the creek don't rise, that's where we'll be, Bo.
Yes, sir. That's the one I really want to make, the one in Montgomery, though.
Well, we will be there if the creek don't rise.
If the big man were willing to wait, everything going smooth, we gonna make it there and hope to meet everybody.
All right.
You got that right. So there it is.
All right.
Well, hey, you enjoy your weekend, my brother, and thank you for calling. Hey, make sure you call back next weekend, because things going to be back to normal. That Roger.
10-4.
All righty, all righty. Lady A, moving right along.
Yes, caller 512-6563. Your mic is open.
What's up, Miss CB Joe and Bread Man?
Oh, what up, Atomic? No, what's up, baby?
A whole lot, man. Sitting back listening, man. And again, I want to just, while I got a chance, to wish all the mothers out there a special Mother's Day this weekend, also.
Man, Atomic Dog. What's going on? Man, this is the first time I had the opportunity to say hello to you, my brother. You's a bad man. Good call.
Thank you, man. Just sitting here, sitting back, man, enjoying the show. And just want to push one button on that topic y'all was talking about, people's opinion about ET and Miles an hour.
Come on with it. Come on with it, Atomic. Come on with it.
Me, myself, you know, when it comes to drag racing, you know, I'm more concerned about ET than I am about Miles an Hour. If I was running NASCAR, I'd probably like the Miles an Hour a little bit more. But as far as drag racing, give me the ET, because it's all about how quick you can get down there. So the lap time, to me, is most important than a mile an hour. As you know, you got some turbo cars and blower cars out here. Sometimes an outrun a nitrous car about 5 or 10 miles an hour. But that nitrous car sometimes gets there quicker because he's so quick. So the lap time in the race we do here is the best for me. Well, that's what I get.
Right. You're right. And hey, you married Atomic Dog. Tell your wife we. Great man said happy Mother's Day too. Thank you. Why don't you just stay
around?
You can go ahead and get in, man, and help me out because they finna start beating me up. And it ain't enough for us. Me and Mississippi Joe, we just country boys. It ain't enough for us to go around. We need some southern influence, you know what I mean, from the big state. You know what I mean?
Y'all been having them pretty good, though, so it's going good.
Okie doke, dear. Man, hey, thank you so much for calling in, man. And don't be no stranger, my brother. You welcome anytime. You got a subscription to the MJ and Breadman Show. You the first winner of the MJ and Breadman Show subscription for the next year. So you welcome to call in.
I'm always on it. I just be sitting back listening, you know what I mean?
I hear you. That'll work. Thank you, man, and enjoy your weekend. Lady A, let's do it.
Appreciate that, Tracy.
Call 404-287-1. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
This little Bread, I had this little tidbit to say on the topic tonight.
What do you like, little Bread? What do you like, ET or mile an hour, sir?
If both cars are evenly matched, I think it's the first person off the line. Usually the person with the highest mile an hour is the losing car with the lowest ET or reaction time.
Well, little Bread, I mean, you sold a lot out there, little Bread. Are you referring to class racing? Or are you referring, we were talking about grudge racing, little Bread.
Even in grudge racing, you never race out of your class.
Well, you got a point. You got a point, Bread.
MJ, sometimes you just got to just slide back. You know what I mean? These young kids, I tell you, they get on these computers. And I'm glad that y'all see that my life is very real and genuine. This man said the name Little Bread, so y'all know who he is.
Well, he's sharp, Bread.
I'm going to let MJ handle this one right here. I'm going to sit back.
Man, listen, I'm convinced that he knows what he's talking about, Bread.
Nobody to call HRS when I get to talking to Little Bread, so I need y'all to go ahead. Little Bread, thank you for calling, man. You said you which one you like, Little Bread? The ET or Mile
an Hour? I like ET better.
Oh,
eighth mile racing.
Oh, okay. In 8th mile racing, you like ET better. Well, LeBrand, yes, thank you. You sound very knowledgeable, sir. What kind of car do you have, sir?
I do not have a car yet, but it's in the making.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
LeBrand. Hey, LeBrand, hold on, LeBrand. You got a car. Don't your daddy have a car?
He does, but I'm not able to drive it yet.
But still, you got one.
He
well,
told
I don't
you
know
right
about you, but I always,
nah,
when I was a kid, I always claimed everything my daddy had.
No, I ain't raised mine.
We got.
Oh, no. He said it right. Everything we have, he's welcome to if I say he can have it. But he said it right. That man is old enough now to provide for himself. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all tell me when you get on here. Well, Bread Man, but thank you for calling in. ET is what you prefer. And thank you for calling in tonight, brother. Just sit back and listen at the show. Thank you kindly.
Glad to have you, Lil Bread. Glad to have you.
Anytime.
All right, partner.
All right.
Lady A.
Donna, your mic is open.
Donna, where you at, boy?
Man, Donna don't even want to talk no more, man. Come on, man. You mean tell me Stunner don't want to get on here and say nothing about May the 19th?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I had my phone on mute. I'm talking, yelling, and saying stuff, and y'all ain't even hear me. How y'all doing out there?
Stunner, what's
going on?
What's happening? I said one time in your hand. Oh. How y'all doing? Yeah, we ain't going to say another play. It's in your hand or on your foot.
I ain't saying nothing tonight, but you know, all damn it, man. Well, I had to hold myself. Good God, Mama is lurking tonight. Mama lurking tonight.
I heard. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. And man, I need to let your wife talk to my woman.
Come on, man.
Well, see, Charlie, that's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. See, you need to go and marry her.
Oh, hey, man. Listen, man. I'm so glad she's not on this show. We don't need to listen. Settle down, man. Hey, man.
Well, yeah. you be calling me all the time, telling me that you ready to do right and you want to
ride. Listen, man.
You know,
hold on, wait a minute, Joe. What I talk to you is what I talk to you about. What you try to put my business out there in radio land, man?
I can't help it, man. I mean, I need to quiet. You're right, Stunna, but you ready to be married, though, Stunna, and settle down. And you want 15 kids. I know that. And I shouldn't have told everybody that, though.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told her. I don't want no 15 kids. I love the kids, but...
Hey, Donald.
I love when Donald. I leave and I go home. I love the kids.
Hey,
go ahead. What do you say?
I say you see what I'm dealing with, Donald.
I see.
Hey, me and you got something in common. You the number one stunner. And I'm one time. That's all I want to do. It is one time.
I feel you. Yeah, I actually will say that. I mean, I plan if whenever I do that, I want to be one time too.
There you go. That sounds good. Moving right along. So, what the stunner, man? Good God Almighty, you got something serious you got to announce on the show. Good God Almighty. Go ahead and announce it, stunner. What we going to do on May the 19th, man? Because I'm going to be honest with you. My wife already said that she wanted to. I really was going to divorce her when she said she wanted to meet number one stunner because he got a Mustang. I really was going to divorce her. You know, in my household, everybody in my household is like a rock. You already know it. Chevrolet.
I do. You got to accept my apology. It's actually a little after dark, so me even announcing, or that'll be kind of like advertising something for, you know, what I got going on. It's kind of against my religion to do something like that right now. So I'm going to have to pass on that. And I'm sorry, I tried to say something a little earlier, but I thought I pushed the one button. I hadn't.
We want to do, Donna, we want you to say something about the. I know you called in. I understand what you're saying, but what do you feel about the ET or mile an hour? Which one would you prefer? Seeing that you have a talk, you know, and the brother called in, Atomic Dog is nearby now. I'm just saying he's listening. He said a nitrous and a turbo car. And all our listeners, the number one stunner has one of the fastest into the staging lanes turbo car. For real. I don't want to put it out there, but he is the number one stunner for a reason. I'm just putting it out there. Stunner, which one would you prefer, ET or mile an hour?
I love mile an hour because I got, you know, a good bit of mile an hour, but I definitely got to go with the ET just because the ET usually what's going to be they're going to win that race.
Breaking news from a turbo man. Breaking news, everybody. Everybody turn your phones up. We heard what we heard as Pro Star Joe says. Now you know what he knows. And now y'all heard what we all heard. Say it one more time for us, Donald. Turbo car
usually has plenty of mile now, and I can speak for that, you know, because I got a turbo car and we love some mile now. But the ET is what's gonna win that race in the ace mainly. And that's mainly what we're doing. But if we doing some quarter mile action. That's when that huffer get the huffing. Ace of mile when she just started getting to talking.
So you saying, Stunner, this is what I think you're saying, what I said when we first started the topic. I said if I'm running to the W, you know what I just said the W was, didn't you?
Yes. The 1320.
That's right. If I'm running to the W, give me that MPH. But if I'm going to the ace, give me the ET all day.
Gotta agree with you, Brett, man. All the way.
So it just depends on, you know what I mean, what's the distance we going. Now, if I'm going to the 1,000-foot stunner, what would you prefer? I just throw one in there on everybody, the 1,000-foot mark race. What would y'all prefer? What would you prefer, stunner?
1,000-foot mark, I'm probably still going to go with the, I'm going to go with the mile power on the 1,000-foot mark because that should be talking about it. The thing is, you got to be good and gone by the eighth of mile, eighth of mile, you even if a turbo car behind by the eighth of mile, right there shortly thereafter, he finna make his move if he coming from the rear.
That is correct, but I'm going to be honest with you. To me, nitrous and turbo at the 1,000-foot mark, that's when it's getting good on both cars.
Yeah.
So,
I got to say this. I mean, but these days now, man, I mean, the playing field has been level almost, if you ask me. I mean, because you got nitrous small blocks that's fast as turbos and big blocks and all this. I mean, the game has changed dramatically in the last couple of years, man. It's any man's race these days, man.
Well, I'm going to say this right here, Stunner. For all of you, what he mean by the game is level, that's how he feel? I don't feel so. I feel like the man who's tuning that car that knows a little something more than others, if you have him on your side, you can still be a dominating factor.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is I can look at these nitrous cars, and, you know, if we want to stay out there with these turbo cars, we got to rebuild that motor every 30 passes. Because, boy, when you on three kits out there trying to get away from them turbos, it's something serious on the motor. And that's just my opinion now. Y'all don't beat me up. Don't shoot the messenger. I have an opinion. When you got a good tuner on your side that let you go round and round, and know how to work that 7531 traction control. Woo!
You absolutely right.
You absolutely right.
It's come down to a tuna's race instead of a all out balls to the wall race. It's getting down to, you know, because everybody got a lot of horsepower. It's just who can put it down in a given day.
There it is. Stunner, I tell you, you done summed up a lot of grudge races, class racing. You done summed it all up. It come down to who know how much let me put it this way. The person that knows how much horsepower to apply to the situation is normally going to be the one that's victorious at the end of the 8th mile mark. With that being said, Stunner, thank you for your comments. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to anything, Stunner? MJ, where you at? Come on, MJ. Don't sit back that night.
No, that's
well,
it, man.
Well, you're doing such a great job, man. There's no need for me to sit in that, man. You're handling everything.
Okay.
No, I appreciate coming on, man. I appreciate coming on. Y'all doing a wonderful job, and I'm enjoying the show, man. I'm going to sit back and go on mute.
All right, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Lady A, we're going to get the whatever callers we got left, and then we're going to shut this thing down,
go to final
comment. Okay, caller 901-609, your mic is open. 901-609, your mic is open.
Hello?
315-79, your mic is open.
Miss. Mississippi, what's happening, man?
My boy, Lil Tony, what's up, boy?
What's going on, Stunner? What's happening?
My main man, Tony Ronan, what you know, good brother?
Hey, man, this is Mr. Man.
Red man, this is Lil Tony out of Detroit, man, with that killer called the Bumblebee.
What's going on, Lil Tony?
Ain't nothing to it. Y'all all right? Just listening in, you know. Showing support to my main man.
Man, okay. I ain't never seen you on. I'm glad you on the show, boy. We getting ready to come up there June 15th.
That's right. Showdown in Motown.
Why don't you tell everybody a little bit of something about what you got going on, LaTony, if you don't mind, man.
Yeah, we got the showdown. We call it the Showdown in Motown. Got a race up in Martin, Michigan. We got a lot of guys from the South, including you and Stunner, y'all the players that come and support. We're gonna have a couple shootouts there, and you know, we just gonna, you know, get together, fellowship, and have a little fun, man.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo. You always know it's a pleasant surprise when I have you on my show. You know that, right?
No doubt.
You gotta watch that word fellowship. Now they say we fellowship and not racist.
Oh yeah, they been thinking about that word, Lil Tony.
Okay, well, we gonna bond that day then. Is that better? You know,
yeah.
Well, I'll get together and bond like good fellas.
I'll go say, anybody know the North get down? Them jokers, they love the race now. They can say anything, but they can't say nothing about fellas. They make it say a little fellowship about what's going down south, but up north, oh no, they want your head on a platter, boy. They don't play it there.
Yeah.
They're trying to get down. They're trying to go.
Hey, and you know what? We come to y'all house and y'all, you know, y'all roll out the red carpet for us, and you know, we always respect y'all house. We hoping we can get y'all to respect our house and go out that back door with us.
Oh.
You know I don't mind. You know I don't mind, LaTony.
No, you're right, Stunner. You one of the few that don't mind. You will get out that back door. Yes, sir.
Ooh, I'm going to be quiet on that because I'm scared of that back door.
Yeah, that back door, that's all we know here. You know, we born and raised, bred and fed on that back door. So, you know, we'd like to see some of y'all come on, go out that back door with us, you know. In fact, I really didn't get to address a discrepancy
in last season when we were coming up with nominees for different awards.
Right.
And when we got to the point about the Grudge Racer of the Year, I had a dispute with that, but, you know, we was trying to move forward, so I left it alone as far as the individual that did get it. Now, not saying that that man didn't have a phenomenal season. I'm not saying that. But there was an individual in the North that I felt had a phenomenal season as well, but the individual in the North, he whipped people out the back door and to the eighth. I mean, on multiple occasions, where the individual in the South, he only ran to the eighth. So I feel like the one in the North should have got Grudge Racer of the Year because he improved himself all the way across the board. But again, like we all say, that's just my opinion.
Well, I know it's water under the bridge, Tony, but who was it?
That I felt should have got it?
Yeah.
Biz, I feel like hands down, Biz should have got Grudge Racer of the Year. Undisputed. Biz won hat races. Biz won grudge races. Hypothetically, if Biz had 50 races last year, 25 of them was out the back door, 25 of them was today's mile. Tony can't say that. Tony shouldn't have got that. Biz was supposed to have got that.
Tony, you finna throw some.
I'm just being funny.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, got some valid points. What do you think about that, Brad?
Well, you know, like you say, you know, I just feel like I've received opinion. And I think that what it's doing, even though you plan, I take it seriously because it's something to consider the next time we vote on who gets Grudge Race of the Year. I think that should be considered. No.
I mean, my thing is this. How you going to say you a heavyweight champ and ain't never had a heavyweight fight?
Exactly.
You always, you know. So that when we was bringing the names to the table, in my opinion, that was supposed to be hands down. It's like, okay, these are the individuals. And then when we actually looked at their race record, man, I feel like Biz got robbed on that.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. A lot of why we are in the predicament we are is because this time last year, why didn't you say you have people to call in and put their input on it? And see, here again, you know what I mean? This is good. This is some good talk. And it's really a whole nother show that needs to be brought up about stuff like this.
Well.
Man, show is here. And this is why we exist. You know what I mean? So that we can spread the wealth, spread the knowledge, and get everybody's input on things. You know what I mean?
I mean, at the time, it was an in-house vote, you know, among Grudge Inc. Governors. So, you know, it wasn't a matter of public opinion, but, you know, we was going back and forth, and about other issues. So when that particular issue came up, you know, I mean, we already had maybe 4 hours into the discussion that we was at, and we really wasn't getting nowhere. So it was stated that, you know, after the awards meeting, you know, we gonna come to some agreement. So we, you know, those discussions wouldn't have to last as long. And that was one that I was going to bring up, that how does a guy get Grudge Racer of the Year that's never ran a quarter mile? And a Grudge Racer of the Year, you know, I would think, you know, to win an honor like that, you got to beat him proving yourself an eighth mile and a quarter mile.
But let me remind all of us that are on here listening, which is Breadman, Stalin, Lil Tony, and the listening audience, is that we don't even know how they grade Grudge Race of the Year. We don't know if it's on how many races you won, how many you lost, have you ran the quarter mile, have you ran the eighth of a mile, are you most popular, are you most likely to succeed, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Now,
well, remember, Joe, if you can remember, when it came up to Grudge Racer of the Year, it really wasn't a format. Because remember, we were told one thing and we voted. Then, like a day or two later, we come back, and then it was kind of like, well, no, it should be based on this and that. We weren't really prepared. We never really sat down and came up with guidelines as to what it would be. I think we underestimated how difficult it would be to choose some individuals. Because, I mean, a lot of guys had, you know, phenomenal seasons. You know what I'm saying? We can't take that from nobody. But then remember, the thing came up that the quality and the quantity of the race, you know, as far as, well, how much money did they bet? I'm like, and remember, I stood up on that like, wait a minute, man. You know, some guys travel alone. Some guys are small budget. So you mean to tell me a guy that had won 25 races at $1,000 a pop gets discredited because another guy won 3 races at $10,000 a pop? I mean, he this guy bets out of his own pocket. The other guy may have, you know, may come to the track with 10 or 12 guys. So you can't discredit, you know, this other guy's achievements. And then we looked at that and said, okay, well, yeah, that's right. We can't base it on, you know, how much money was bet. So, you know, we wasn't really prepared for the I don't know, we just seemed ill prepared for when we did the voting. It was a lot of issues and a lot of comments that came up that different people had, and once we looked at it, it's like, wow, yeah, well, yeah, how do we nominate this individual when this individual, yeah, he did do this and that, you know, as well, and he excelled in this part of a drag racing, and this one excelled, you know, in that. So
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was gonna say it probably could have been maybe a north champion and a south champion. One thing I have to say in defense of Tony is, I guess, if everybody knows that pretty much last year, every single weekend, the man was at a racetrack racing. And he was at a different racetrack, usually in a different state, almost at least every other week. So I think probably with that being said, I think that's probably the determining factor that put him a little over the top as far as just as many different places that the man went and was racing. So I think that probably had a bigger role, the biggest role, or the biggest impact on him being Grudge Racer of the Year.
Okay, you know what, and remember, let me say, let me comment on that. Remember when that
minute,
was
Tony.
Said as...
On that. Hold on 1 minute. Let me say something. I've waited patiently. I want to say this right here. The power is in numbers, man. Primetime has a lot of folks that call in and what they feel from what they watch from everything. And one man can't, you know what I mean, really, you know what I mean, spike that you're fighting. If you had a bunch of from that way that say, hey, y'all need to look at this right here. I think that that's going to hold more power, just like when people sign petitions and stuff like that. That's how we pass laws and stuff like that. The power is in the numbers, not the individual, not the individuality. And I think that's what we as a Grudge Race organization need to look at. You know what I mean? Not so much... Hey, I feel you coming on here saying I feel this way, but what did everybody else feel? Because in the South, I mean, me personally, I feel the same way Stunner do. I know I seen Tony in 7 different race cars. He was Grudge Racing, man. Every time I ain't never seen him just race on GP. He be running for money. So, with that being said, I'm not knocking Biz. B is wrong too, and you got a valid point. I'm gonna say that you have a very good point, but the power is in the numbers. And like I say, we're gonna have a topic on that. This topic tonight is for the ladies. Mother's Day. Do you have any women in your household that we can say Mother's Day to, Mr. Tony? Happy Mother's Day. Hello.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm out with my wife as we speak. We down in Savannah,
Mom,
Georgia, on our way to Valdosta to put some work in.
Put on the phone and let MJ and Breadman say Happy Mother's Day to her, and we're going to get back to this business a little later. Because I'm not going to talk bad about this show and say, y'all got all back to racing on. Y'all know how y'all guys do. Hey,
I didn't know we were going to dedicate the whole show to women. We done did a segment.
I want to get off to
this. We done got a segment, Brad.
I know we did do one little segment, but these women going to be with us a whole year. And that's all they get is a little, hey, we talking. But that topic right there, good God Almighty, that's a whole thing. We need to talk about that right there.
Well, I want to say this. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Stunner.
Yeah.
Stunner.
I'm here.
Man, dog, man, thank you. I heard dog say you didn't have no sense. Huh? Yeah, him and Paul Dog said you didn't have no sense.
I didn't have no
sense. I want to tell you, Stunner, and I want to tell dog that he alive. He think number one Stunner ain't got no sense. Because, boy, you got plenty of sense, Stunner. You did a good job with your comment.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I was waiting on a little Tony.
He might don't want to put on her, Brad.
Where she at?
Hello?
Yeah, where your wife at? Happy birthday to
her. Hello?
Good evening. This is the MJ and Brad Man Show. We want to say happy Mother's Day to your sister.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Your husband
is
my partner, so I know he can doing something real nice for you for Mother's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it with class and style. Anything else from him would be uncivilized.
Oh, okay, that's right. With class and style. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a good evening. Yeah, appreciate that, brother.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I want to say to all the brothers that allowed us to say happy day to day sisters, behind every successful male, there's a powerful. I want to say that right now, and I'm saying male for a reason. We have a very diverse lifting crew, and I don't want to, you know what I mean, segregate myself from the everyone. In the scriptures, it speaks of brethren, and I would use that word. Every brother, there's a very successful sister that's lurking and powerful. And once again, we want to say happy Mother's Day, MJ and Breadman. And look, Tony, thank you for those comments. We'll definitely have a topic on that. You know what I mean? And with that being said, we're going to move right along. Thank you, brother, for calling in.
Thank you.
Ready to go. Lady A, let's go and get these callers
out
of here.
Brad, listen. We getting ready to shut this thing on down, man. It's about 8:30. We've been on about an hour and a half. I got things to do, places to go. We're going to have to shut this thing on down unless you're going to stay on and run it, Brad. You can have it while I'm gone and just run as long as you would like to, Brad. That's the good thing about having a co-op.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and handle your business because I'm going to shut it down.
Okay, go ahead. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in on the show. I'll be looking forward to seeing you June 15th at Showdown in the Motown. And you take care of yourself and be careful out there on the highway. You're going to be at Ronnie Brown show this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in Rob right now.
Okay, man. You and the wife be careful, all right?
All right, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Good talking to y'all.
Always, yeah. Hope. You know that.
All right.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to leave y'all in good hands with the bread, man. You got it, bread.
Lady, let's get all the callers on the phone.
Okay, caller 22917. Hold on. I'm sorry. It went away. Caller 229-1771. Your mic is open.
Yeah, okay. I just want to say good show, Brave Man and Joe. I'm going to comment on that, but y'all, it's going to be another day for that show with the tour we're talking about, so I'm not going to take up any time on that. Yes, a good show and have some Mother's Day to everybody. That's
hey,
it.
Man. Appreciate you calling in. Joe don't step that. I got the reins, and I just want to say thank you, man, and we're going to move right along. We look forward to you calling in the future, though, on that show. Y'all remember that. Write it down.
Yes, sir.
Okay, dope. We're going to get back to it. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Wait, your mic is open?
Happy Mother's Day, lady.
Thank you.
What's going on, Brett?
What's going on, Mr. Witt?
Going on. What's up with
man,
what up, Whit? What up, Whit? What up, Tommy? Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking at y'all show. Y'all got a good show going on. Tony, you think Biz had 50 grudge races?
No, hey, we gonna do that show.
I think Tony dropped off.
Yeah, he did.
The son of Whit. No, he ain't had no 50 grudge races, man. That one ass whooping I put on him knocked Ken off his ass. we can do that another show, though. I just want to back
there. I appreciate it, Witt.
God dang, Witt.
I promise y'all we gonna get back to that. We're going to do a little research. Y'all give us a little time to do some research and find out what's going on. We got to talk to the president on this one right here.
Because you know Biz is going to have something to say about that, Witt. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'll wait till his ass get on the bandage. I'm going to bandage his ass right back up.
And, Lady A, I'm sorry for not saying Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day, Lady A.
Thank you.
Well, Witt, thank you for calling, brother.
All right, okay.
Thank you for calling, man. I'm gonna get up with you. I'm gonna move right along. We're trying to get everybody in that want to say something. That way, we can let Lady A go ahead and continue doing what she do. Come on with it, Lady A.
That was our last caller.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. In closing, who we got mics open? They can go ahead and start in closing.
Wick, your mic is open.
Yeah, I just want to say good show, Brad. Good show.
Man, I appreciate it. And would you go ahead and let everybody know what track you're gonna be at next, or where can we come and shake your hand and stand next to royalty? You know what I mean? Can you let us know that?
Yeah, I'll be in my next stop probably gonna be in Holly Springs on the 18th of May. And then I'm going to leave Holly Springs and shoot straight on to Montgomery. I'll be over there on the 19th. And then we'll be back in Holly Springs on the 25th and 26th for the Grudge weekend.
So you're going to be at the Grudge Inc. annual finale.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing all your clan members that you have. I look forward to meeting every one of them.
I look forward to meeting you too, Brett.
All right, and I thank you, man, for standing in and coming in and showing your support on the MJ and Brett Man Show. Appreciate
no problem.
All right. We got left on here, Lady A. Mic is open. Let's get him on out of here. Get him to the next.
DJ Grant.
DJ Grant.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I got to back up with. Definitely a very good show. And
And I'm hoping between you know, now and the year to come on, you know, for the year to, before the year's out, we can all kind of get together and get along and start supporting each other a lot more. And now, you know, because we have the most fun when we all at the same place together. So I just look forward to unity and more racing this year.
Hey, I second that. And I appreciate you, brother, for coming in. And I know, you know, we did get off the topic that we were on. It was basically for the women. And we thank all of the sisters that called in and supported the MJ and Breadman show. We really, here at Grudge Inc., want to say thank you for your support in allowing us to go do what we love, what we love to do. And that's grudge race and be in the midst of a drag racing. With that being said, Lady A, do you have anything you'd like to say? You know, seeing that this is a special weekend for you. As far as the sisters, you know, we asked all these women what they thought. What do you think about being around brothers in drag racing? I got to ask you how you feel, Lady A.
I enjoy the excitement and enjoy the respectfulness of all of the guys. That's it.
Well, everything chicken but the bone. Lady A was right on. Good God about it. Well, listen, before we leave, I had a little something. I know that, you know, we was drawing the show out, Lady A. I know you. I had it set up here. I wanted to serenade everyone again before we get off of here. I felt this way all day long. Before we come on this show, I try to have a dialogue and of what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about. And I really enjoy the fact that we ad-libbed all of this show. We came up with a topic of allowing the sisters to come on, and you know what I mean? And the sisters that did come on, I want to thank y'all for being courageous. You know, yes, this world that we in, grudge racing, is tough, even for some brothers to push one. And y'all, I want to thank y'all for pushing one. With that being said, I want to serenade y'all with this song, Lay Your Heads Back. It's just the hook. When the hook come on, you will hear me once again, and I will close the show down with a thank you. Hold 1 second, lay your head back. All the listeners, this is from the MJ and Breadman. This is how we feel this weekend for all our sisters. Show. I want to say to all our listeners, man, thank y'all. I want to say to all the ladies once again, we love y'all. For all the brothers that we couldn't get to, we apologize today. And for all the ones that called in, thank y'all. This is the MJ and Breadman Show. We're going to shut it down. Thank y'all for calling. We look forward to seeing y'all next week. Lady A, let's do it.